Chapter 9.
My what?
Your mother. Listen, Paper, things are moving pretty fast. Dad tries to calm me down, to keep me from hitting my head again on the countertop. Lying on the linoleum floor squeezed into a corner of the kitchen with him, installing this reclaimed oven in Nana's newish trailer, playing with a methane gas line, is not my happy place at the moment. Normally, I love this kind of time with Dad, because I'm the only one of us three that can install the more complicated gear, fix machinery, and improvise. He always looks at me when we work together, with this mysterious smile, like he's looking into his own past. But not today. Neither one of us is smiling today. Nana's busy with what she's considering for the moment the important stuff, hanging donated knick-knackery on the walls. But really, I think she's just avoiding the mom issue, and me and Rock and Scissors and Dad, like we're the 2044 Thailand virus outbreak. I slap the ratchet wrench into his palm. I don't have a mother. Yes, you do. No, I don't. He looks up, pleading. Rock, Scissors, help me out here. Scissors, who's installing cabinet doors above us with Rock, kicks him in the heel.
Help you out? You betrayed us, Dad. And I'm not being melodramatic. What the hell?
I didn't betray anyone. Listen. But Rock stands firm. I am not listening to this. Then she rubs her belly, which is probably not the right thing to do at that moment. Do you realize? And tears burst from her eyes. The stress of the past 24 hours, from the potential departure of her sister Paper to Los Angeles, to the loss of our childhood home, to the discovery that Dad was secretly corresponding with our absent mother, to having a 6-month-old baby inside her. It all finally gets to her. She wails like the infant she'll be delivering in a few months. Dad, always a softy for waterworks, which, admittedly, all three of us have taken advantage of since we discovered its power many years ago, jumps to his feet, hitting his head on the countertop, screaming, "Fuck!" And then, oh, sorry, excuse my French. No, Rock, listen, all of you, come here. So we stand around the new counter, glaring at Dad, stewing. Nana quietly slips out to the living room to attend to some crucial towel folding she's forgotten. Dougie, who's gluing the curled-up corners of the linoleum back down in the far corner of the little dining area, gets up off his knees and joins us, giddy, ready for whatever game he thinks we're about to start playing.
Can I go first?
Dougie, Dad politely motions for him to leave.
Yes, Mr. Forrest?
Dad motions again and points to the door for emphasis.
Yes, Mr. Forrest. Nice day out. Rain's finally stopped.
Dougie, go outside.
Now?
Now. Dougie's brain finally clicks, and he bounds out the new screen door, but not before casting one last backward glance at Scissors and giving her a shy little two-finger wave. Rock is still whimpering, but manages a laugh. Forget little old Mars. That one's over the moon for you, Sis. I add what I think is the necessary clarity. The moon is smaller than Mars, by a lot. Not something to forget. Yeah, okay, Paper, whatever. Blah, blah, science nerd stuff. Scissors knows what I mean. Don't you, Sis? Scissors' cheeks are red, though I can't tell whether it's from blushing or being angry. Hey, you two. We're supposed to be super pissed at Dad right now. Focus. So we refocus our rage on Dad. But before more shouts or tears can start, he clears his throat.
Your mother. Her name is Jane. She is alive and well. Well-ish. She had a difficult childhood of her own, very bad. Like a lot of childhoods here. Much worse than yours, I'd add. She couldn't handle being a mother, I guess. Did what she thought was best for you. So she snuck out of Phil City 1. I don't know why or how. I've never known anyone else to do it. Please don't hate her.
Don't hate her? How do you not hate her? How can you not be more angry at her? She abandoned us. All of us.
Actually, she did me a favor. She got her freedom, or whatever she was looking for. And I got the better part of the deal.
He looks around at us intently.
I got you three.
And for the first time today, we see his way too calm smile, which can be either totally reassuring or totally annoying. Silver lining. I try to say it with anger, but we can't really argue his point. We are the apples of his eye, after all. Who wouldn't want to raise three girls like us on his own? I still hate her. Me too. Me three. Dad has lost this round.
Well, okay, how about this? You can hate her, fine. But don't hate me for trying to help her.
Help her?
Oh, did I say help?
Yes, you said help, Dad.
Well, she needed a few credits and some parenting advice last year, so she snuck me a letter and an untraceable phone.
Parenting advice? Well, it seems...
No, I don't want to tell you. You'll gang up on me. I'll tell you some other time. A calmer time.
Rock stamps her foot and crosses her arms, menacing.
Don't you think it's a little late for that, Dad?
Okay, okay. It seems you've all got a brother.
A brother? Rock nearly faints. Scissors, face palms. I try to wrap my head around it. We have a brother? Did you really just say that?
A half-brother.
So this Jane person married again and had a kid after running away from her trial run with good old Harlan and his three daughters?
Come on, paper, it's not like that. I didn't say she got married again. She didn't. And I didn't say she could handle it either. She can't. She's a terrible mother, the poor kid. Only 6 years old and he doesn't know which way is up.
Scissors picks up her screwdriver and walks away.
Good story, bro. I've already erased it from my memory banks. Just let me know when any of this has something to do with me.
Actually, Scissors.
Oh, come on, Dad. Enough surprises for today. And I'm sorry, with all due respect, that smile of yours is getting annoying.
No, I'm serious. Scissors, I'll need you and Rock to do me a favor. We'll be smuggling paper out of here tonight. We don't have any more time to get on the road with your mother. Please don't hit me for mentioning her. She has a way to get paper out to Los Angeles. But paper can't look like herself. Just in case. No one can make the connection. She needs to look different. Much different. I need you to give her a haircut and do something about the color.
Rock and Scissors lock eyes on each other and smile. The smile of an evil supervillain duo. Then they turn to me, and Rock picks up a knife from the counter. Hey, paper, hear that? And I run out of the house screaming.